Blog Talk Radio.
We're on the court tonight on MLB.
Venture here. We'll be going head-to-head to see who they think is the better NL rookie. Benson Frazier, back with Jock Pettersson, center fielder for the LA Dodgers, and Will MacLean, everyone's favorite, will be backing up Chris third base for Chicago Cubs. Angel Trapp will be a special co-host on tonight's edition of MLB Central. We will be making the ultimate decision as the judge. And remember, you can be part of the show at 516-666-9999 or in our Instagram at www.blogcommunity.com.
All right, friends, we're going to make a little quick break to solve some technical difficulties, but when we do come back, we'll go right into the Jock Pettersson, Chris Bryant matchup. We're back on MLB Central, and I've resolved the technical difficulties, so we'll get right into it first by Will giving his opening statement for Chris Bryant.
I mean, as we all know, Chris Bryant, he is the best player to ever put on a Chicago Cubs uniform, and I think he will, in the result, be better than George Herman Ruth. And, I mean, I'm just so excited about this kid. He's gonna hit some bombs.
Favorite is a bit of a stretch in my mind for you to be comparing a rookie to. But anyway, Jock Pettersson, Matt Kemp was traded to the San Diego Padres because they had faith in Jock Pettersson, and there's obviously a reason why. He has outstanding defense. He has an outstanding arm. He can run, hit for power, average. He has the full package. He's a 5-tool star who is leading the way for the Dodgers and is helping their defense be dramatically improved compared to last year. They have much better team chemistry with him, and the Dodgers are playing better with him. Jock Pettersson is the reason, one of the main reasons for the Dodgers' success so far this year.
I know Jock Pettersson, I mean, he might have had a better statistical start of the season, but I mean, just got to think, come July, Chris Bryant will be expensive, and Jock Pettersson will sadly be sitting on his couch.
Okay, so one point you do have to make here is Jock Pettersson was on the opening day. Roger Chris Bryant was 93. Yeah, so a little bit of a statistical advantage for Jock Pettersson, but even though there was 9 games, I mean, Jock Pettersson's stats are still better, and I mean, if you're saying Chris Bryant's going to be the next Babe Ruth, then why aren't his stats better? Oh, missing 9 games than Jock Pettersson.
Well, I mean, I think I went a little too far on the Babe Ruth stuff, but I mean, I still think he is going to be very good.
All right, Andy, do you have any questions or comments after the first few statements?
Well, right now, I think that Benson's making a very compelling argument for his player, and I think Will needs to step up his game a little.
Okay, Will.
Wow, Andy!
All right, Will.
Yeah?
Your turn.
All right, yes. Chris Bryant, as we all know, is a rookie, obviously. He's played 27 games. I mean, as we would say in science class, 27 games is not a big enough sample size, and that's why I think when he gets 100 games under his belt for the MLB, I think we will be seeing more power numbers, RBIs, OBP, and even batting average. I just think he's got to let the man play his game. And the Las Vegas native is going to be something special, even in this year.
All right, well, quick question. Matt Kemp won the MVP award, correct?
Matt Kemp? A while ago, right?
Yeah, so with him winning the MVP award, and, I mean, they obviously signed him to a huge contract, so they made a huge investment, the Dodgers did, into this great player. And meanwhile, this kid coming up through the system named Jock Peterson, and then, you know, 5 years later, he's up, and then they have some confidence in Jock Peterson. So much confidence that they're willing to trade and give up this huge investment, MVP award winner Matt Kemp, the San Diego Padres, because they have this much faith in Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson is just so much better, even though there is the limited sample size, but there's a limited sample size for everybody. I mean, you have to take what you have and put it up. Right now, Jock Peterson is just doing better than Chris Bryant right now.
I know, but, I mean, you can't really expect Jock Peterson to be able to keep up such a great opening start. I mean, he's going to cool down and he's... Wait a second. Is he really only batting .243? Benson.
I heard you.
Is he really only batting .243?
That is correct.
That's just not good. I mean, they play similar amount of games. And, what's his name? Chris Bryant still has a better batting average than him. I mean, you may see more home runs, more RBIs, but what really matters if you want to win is getting on base and getting hit. And so I just think that's a killer statement. Andy, do you have my backup on that one?
Well, I would like to know what is Chris Bryant's batting record, batting average?
278.
That's only .3 above what Jock Peterson is. But listen, last time I checked, runs are what win you games, and I'm pretty sure Jock Peterson is leading in runs batted in, and if you don't drive in those runs, you can't win games, and Jock Peterson is helping the Dodgers win these games.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good point, but I just... So, but the real question is, bottom of the ninth, full count, two outs, who do you want at the plate? And in this scenario, it seems to obviously be Chris Bryant just because he's a lot more reliable in getting a base hit.
Well, who do you want at the plate? Somebody who can drive you in a run or somebody who can get a single for you and have somebody else drive him in a run? Jock Peterson has more pop in his bat. He can drive in the runs. I mean, win the games in those situations, unlike your Chris Bryant, who at best, as you're saying, is going to get a single or possibly a double.
Wait a second. Chris Bryant even has more RBIs than Jock Peterson. So, I mean, he has a better batting average and RBIs. Home runs don't even matter.
Okay. So
I think a home run is just as good as a blooper in some situations with men on base.
I'm not sure if that is correct because a home run, if there are men on base, let's say there's two men on base and you get a home run, that's three runs. If you get a blooper and there's two men on base, that's one at best, two runs. So what you're trying to tell me here is that I know Jock Peterson is obviously failing to keep up with Chris Bryant's RBI and average numbers, but the home runs are what bring the fans out of the stadium and what allow for the Dodgers to have the amazing payroll that they do have. Jock Peterson is one of the main reasons for that. He brings people to the stadium to watch him play. And, I mean, some of the antics that we see during his games, like he does an odd little thing between his pitches. He turns his back to the plate, takes 4 or 5 steps from the center of the wall, turns around and walks back. I mean, just his little antics that bring the fans out in the ballpark is why Jock Peterson is the better player. He's a seat filler, and I mean, they traded an MVP award winner to get him, which is saying a lot. I mean, all they did with Chris Bryant was draft him and bring him up. The way that the Dodgers sacrificed for this kid is just showing their confidence in him that he will be the next Matt Kemp and beyond double the production that Matt Kemp did have in his MVP years.
Now, so are you trying to compare him as a great fielder?
Yes. I mean, the big thing about him is his feelings, but he also has the power that we see. I mean, as I said, he goes on these little strolls after every pitch in the middle of a game. I mean, it might seem as if he's checked out when fans walk and he's just walking around, taking a stroll. But, I mean, it's a habit for him, and it's obvious it works. I mean, third base coach of the Dodgers, Lorenzo Boy, said, I mean, this is what Jock does. He likes to take walks, and he just always finds a way to be in the right position and get the catch in the most crucial situation. A ball hit over his head in the gap, he gets there, he either makes a catch or makes a great throw and gets somebody out. Jock Peterson is the better player because he's playing the most important fielding position on baseball field, which is center field in the major leagues. And he also has the bat to go along with it. So I know third base is the hot corner, but center field is the better defensive position to play. And he also has comparable batting numbers, which should give him the edge in this situation.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, what's going to win you games? Getting base hits and RBIs? Or maybe one error every 10, 20 games? I mean, I just think though defense is very important, I think it's sometimes very overvalued as though it may lose you one in every so many games, but I think offense is going to win you games 9 out of 10 times.
I mean, you may say that the errors and stuff, I mean, he's a great fielder, but what happens in that situation when the bases are loaded, it's, let's say, 2-0 Dodgers, and Chris Bryant comes up to the plate. He hits the shot into the gap, and Jock Peterson runs it down and basically saves the game. But the Dodgers, I mean, what's more important, the game or just him hitting a shot to the gap and being caught?
The shot to the gap, but I just realized something. Now, Chris Bryant's a third baseman. I mean, when you look at, like, the defensive gems, Chris Bryant, he's not going to have those opportunities to truly save the game. I think Chris Bryant's main purpose, and for every other third baseman in the league, is to hit and just keep hitting. But I think Doug Pederson, since he is a center fielder, has a lot more opportunities to save the game.
Just make my point here. Chris Bryant isn't a good enough.
That was a great play. Sorry to interrupt, but, all right, let me tell everyone the situation. Bottom of the 10, base is loaded, one out, fly ball to Polanco, guns him out at home.
That makes 3 outs, by the way.
All right, but, I mean, what I was saying to you is you're saying that point. Chris Bryant isn't a good enough defensive player to play in center field and gives us opportunities that Jock Peterson has. So what you're saying is, even though Chris Bryant plays third base, I mean, he could have had the opportunity to play center field, which is by far the best defensive position in the major leagues that you have to be the best at. Chris Bryant isn't good enough to play that position, but obviously Jock Peterson is, and he's able to excel at it and be one of the best center fielders in the game that we see today.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, now, look at all these edges. I mean, there's no doubt about that Jock Peterson has the defensive edge, as he's definitely a better defender. But then you look at something that's completely even. I mean, they're both was in the same league. Everything's the same. And Chris Bryant's coming out on top of that, of something that is even. And Josh Pederson in the field is not even with Chris Bryant in the field.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is Chris Bryant and Josh Pederson have pretty much the same offensive numbers. I mean, give or take a couple here and there. But Josh Pederson is a better fielder, so if we're comparing categories here, I mean, Chris Bryant and Josh Pederson, I would say tied for hitting. But then Josh Pederson is a better fielder. So, I mean, if we're taking it there, Josh Pederson is much, I wouldn't say much better, but he is better than Chris Bryant. Andy, do you have anything to say?
When Will was talking about these scenarios at the bottom of the ninth and the bottom of the tenth, like, what are the chances that these scenarios will actually happen?
I mean,
definitely rare, but I mean, just think of it. I mean, what about in the playoffs? I mean, these can come out to be season-changing at bat.
The rarity of these situations, so as you're saying, I mean, not only does the Cubs have to make it to the playoffs, is what you're saying here, but then these situations also have to come up. So it's a very good point that it's making. I mean, you can put a clutch factor into it, but, I mean, the situations that you're making, the rarity of them, as Andy said, are most likely very high.
True.
Okay, so, I mean, we're just going to go a little bit back and talk about Pederson, like, what he's known as in the Dodgers club. His teammates will probably tell you he's quiet, intense, a little eccentric, a touch quirky. So, I mean, the quiet part about that is he's a quiet leader. So what that tells me right off the bat is he's not going to necessarily tell people what to do, but they're going to follow him by actions. So his actions are obviously even that much better than Chris Bryant, because Chris Bryant is known to be, as a clubhouse leader, to be talking and everything. So what I see when I see this is Doc Pederson is a better leader because he's a quiet leader, and they follow by his actions, not by his words. So, I mean, if we're comparing to that, I think Doc Pederson is the better leader in this case.
All right, just to point this out, though, this doesn't have anything to do with how they're playing, though. I mean, when you're taking a big at-bat, does it really matter if you're that quiet, shy guy or the clubhouse clown? I mean, I just don't really think this is relevant to the scenario and debate.
It has to do with making his teammates better and make everybody else feel like they're better. Doc Pederson allows his teammates to succeed just as much as he's succeeding. So not only is Doc Pederson the fielder, the hitter, and the leader, but he's also allowing, with his leadership skills and how he's doing everything so well, that he allowing his other teammates, like the outfield Puig, Justin Turner, Adrian Gonzalez, all these players to be better players, even though he is a 23-year-old rookie and he is a leader, which is very rare in the major leagues, and it's just amazing what he's done and the way he's gone about his business.
And I definitely see that too, but they're both in the rookie seasons, and I would think you would definitely have to believe that Chris Bryant, he's young. I mean, he was one of the most hyped rookies of basically all time, and I just think he needs a full season under his belt before he can really become a leader.
All right, Andy, with about 10 minutes left in the show, we're going to do a question segment, so ask as many questions as you need to make your final decision, and then we'll know if your closing statement's coming up.
Okay.
Do you want your closing statement?
Not yet, Will.
Okay.
Andy?
So should I ask questions now?
Yep.
Okay, so my question, Will, can you clarify what Chris Bryant's position is?
Third base.
Okay, So him being at third base, when you were talking about how defense usually like ends up being a big factor in baseball, with him being a third baseman, I think Benson's player at center field can be a lot can contribute a lot more to the defense than a third baseman can.
Yeah, well, I mean that's not like even about it. I mean, a center fielder can change the game dynamically on in defensive standpoint, but I mean a third base, the best they can do is stop a liner down the line, and I just there's a lot more opportunities for Jock Patterson, let's say that.
Chris Bryant isn't good enough to play in center field. I mean, like, what you're saying is even though he does have to miss four turn playing third base, basically what you're saying here is he's not good enough to play center field, and Jock Pearson right there just made a point that he is the better defender.
But then is Chris Bryant a better infielder than Jock Patterson, and Chris Bryant not as good as Jock Patterson in the outfield?
Jock Pearson play center field. The best defensive position in baseball. That's all that needs to be said. He doesn't play infield. The best position in the infield is one of our shortstop, captain of the infield. But is Jock Pearson word transfer that he probably picks up because of the amazing athlete that he is.
Andy, next question.
Okay. Benson, when you were I kind of missed a little bit. So when you were comparing Jock Patterson to Matt Kemp, do you seriously think that like they are like a comparison in the end?
I mean, what the Dodgers are obviously gave up for him, they basically gave the Padres to Matt Kemp and paid the Padres to get Matt Kemp so they could bring up a better player, and that better player's name is Jock Pearson. So obviously there's comparison. They obviously think he will be the player who will win multiple MVPs, bring the team to a place that they haven't gone in a while, to the World Series. And that's the reason why they made that basically giveaway, so they could bring up the better player in Jock Pearson.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Think you got some more questions.
Okay, so with about 7 minutes left in the show, we are going to go into closing statements. So, Will, you are up.
For my closing statement today, I'm going to take the offensive stats in this one, obviously, because I think Chris Bryant has better offensive, and I think though Jock Patterson may be able to change the game defensively, Chris Bryant can change the better off game offensively a lot better, and I just think the opportunities for changing an offense is going to be a lot greater defense and overall resulting in more wins.
So my closing statement is, I mean, you made a lot of good points today, but Chris Bryant and Jock Pearson have pretty much comparable numbers around the same area in offense. And then Jock Pearson is a better defender. He's played center field, the best position in Major League Baseball. He is also the better leader, leads by his actions, and he makes the people around him better, taking them to the place that ultimately is the goal for every team, to make it to the World Series. And the last thing I like to say is, he looks at other players and he adjusts to what they're doing. So he looks at the stars, like Jose Bautista, Robinson Cano, Mike Trout, and he puts that into his own. So he sees what's working in the game and he puts it into his own so he can eventually become Jose Bautista, Robinson Cano, Mike Trout combined in one ultra player, and that's eventually where he is going to be. Jock Pearson is the future for the Dodgers, and he will, in my mind, lead them to a World Series very soon.
But that's the same thing for Chris Bryant. I think Chris Bryant is good enough to do exactly the same.
All right, Andy, we're going to go to the 7-minute stretch, but when we do come back, you will be asked to be thanking for this minute and a half and make your final decision.
Okay.
Central and Andy, it is time for your final
hold on.
And then your decision.
Can I just say something before?
Okay.
So first of all, I would like to give a shout out to Ethan Taylor and Cardigan. And I would just like to say, Mr. Andy, who would you rather root for in a game? The obnoxious, wealthy, boring Dodgers or the lovable losers? Chicago Cubs with the up-and-rising star, Chris Bryant.
First off, don't listen to that. It was a little bit too late, but Andy, let's make your decision.
Okay, so with Chris Bryant being maybe a little better at his offense game, I'm thinking Jock Pederson has maybe more of a well-rounded game, and with Benson's comparison to what he can be and what he might be, I was thinking Jock Pederson.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, I have to go with Jock Pederson.
Wow, I'm hanging up right now. I'm so mad, Benson.
So it's been decided. Jock Pederson has won. He is now officially better.
Benson, what? Go in like a month or two and then see who's winning.
All right, and as Andy said, Jock Pederson will be up there and be better than Chris Bryant. I thank you for tuning in to MLB Central tonight. I'd like to thank Brandon George and Kathleen Fetcher, along with Sports Illustrated, for helping with some of the statistics that I picked up tonight. Monday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. You can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listeners, please follow MLB Central and Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central, broadcast half every weekday. My co-host is Will Macklin. I'm Benjamin Vector. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Make sure we're changing our name on Monday to Inside MLB. So, just give you guys a heads up, Inside MLB is on Monday, Podcast MLB Central, just a different name, different look. All right, thank you for tuning in. Have a great night.